From the Way of Truth Ministries in Altoona, Pennsylvania comes the Living Truth Radio Broadcast. I'm James O'Brien, and it's a delight for us to be invited into your day with another edition of The Living Truth. In a few moments, the founder and president of The Way of Truth Ministries, Dr. Gary G. Dull, will present another practical study from God's Word, the Bible. If you'd like to contact us with a prayer request or information about this ministry, I'll return to give our contact information at the end of this broadcast. But now, here is Pastor Gary with his study for today.
Well, thank you, Jim O'Brien, and greetings, dear friends, in the precious name of our wonderful Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. I truly do thank you for the pleasure of your company on this Friday as we continue our study on some real marks of true salvation. And we are focusing on Ephesians chapter 1 and verse 15, where the Word of God says, as Paul is writing under the inspiration of the Spirit of God, he says, "Wherefore, I also, after I heard of your faith in the Lord Jesus and love unto all the saints, cease not to give thanks for you, making mention of you in my prayers." Now, what we find here is that the Apostle Paul was basically thanking God and praising God for the salvation of the Ephesian believers there in that city of Ephesus. But what we see in verse 15 are two real marks of salvation. The first is having sincere faith in Christ. The second one we will get into next week, the Lord willing, and that is having sincere love for other Christians. But we are looking at this concept of having sincere faith in Christ. As a matter of fact, I'm defining faith this week as trusting Jesus Christ for who he is and to do all that he says that he will do. That's what faith in Jesus Christ really means. Trusting Jesus Christ for who he is and then trusting him to do all that he says that he will do. And I emphasized on Wednesday that Jesus Christ is the only true Savior. There is no other Savior. There are no other Saviors. There's no other way to be saved than through faith in Christ. And remember, to be saved simply means to call upon the name of the Lord and ask Jesus to save you. And when you do, he will deliver you from your sin, its power, its penalty, and its presence through faith in him alone. Yesterday, I began to emphasize that Jesus Christ is not only the only Savior, but he's the only true Lord. Ephesians chapter 4 and verse 5 clearly stipulates that there is one Lord. Who is that one Lord? It is Jesus Christ. And, you know, there are many passages of Scripture in the Bible that Jesus Christ is referred to as Lord. Let me just give you a few and highlight them for you today. You might want to mark them and study them through on your own. And I'm not going to elaborate upon them. I don't have the time. But what I do want to do is let you see where they are in the Scripture so that you understand that Jesus is both Savior and Lord. Go, for instance, to John chapter 21. John chapter 21 and verse 7. And we see that Jesus Christ had risen from the grave and he was starting to appear before people. And beginning with verse 7, it says, "Then Jesus cometh unto them and saith, Children, have ye any meat? They answered him, No. And he said unto them, Cast the net on the right side of the ship, and ye shall find. They cast therefore, and now they were not able to draw it for the multitude of fishes. Therefore, that disciple whom Jesus loved," that would be John, "saith unto Peter, It is the Lord. Now when Simon Peter heard that it was the Lord, he girt his fisher's coat unto him, for he was naked, and did cast himself into the sea." Twice the word Lord is mentioned there in reference to Jesus. Just a matter of observation. He is Lord. Then go to Acts chapter 10. Acts chapter 10. And I'm just highlighting where Jesus is referred to as Lord. In Acts chapter 10, we see where Cornelius had this great vision and recognized who Jesus Christ is. I don't have the time to get into all the teaching. But notice what it says in verse 36 of Acts 10. It says, "The word which God sent unto the children of Israel, preaching peace by Jesus Christ, he is Lord of all." He is Lord of all. You can't make him Lord. He is Lord. The Lord of the whole universe. The master of all creation. Fact of the matter is, those of us who are truly saved must be certain that we yield to his lordship. Go to Revelation chapter 17 and verse 14. There are many verses I could share with you. I'm just trying to show you from the Word of God who Jesus Christ is. He is the Savior, but he's also the Lord. We go to Revelation chapter 17, where it's talking about the great mystery, Babylon. And notice what it says in verse 14. And again, I can't get into the context here, but it says in verse 14 of Revelation 17, "These shall make war with the Lamb, and the Lamb shall overcome them, for he is Lord of lords and King of kings." Who is the Lord of lords? The Lamb of God. Who is the Lamb of God? It is Jesus Christ. So here's the point that I'm trying to make, and I'm trying to teach this week. When one is truly saved, he is saved because he's trusted Jesus Christ as Savior and Lord. As Savior to save us. As Lord to yield to him. Now, here's a fact to consider. Recognizing Jesus as Lord occurs before one is saved. When a person calls upon the name of the Lord and asks him to save them, that individual does not necessarily understand everything that Jesus Christ is. They may not understand his lordship, but they do understand him as Savior. But the fact of the matter is, after one begins to grow in Christ, after one sees who Christ is as Lord, then he will submit to Jesus as Lord, which he is. And that's the result of true salvation. I'm really trying to explain this clearly, and I hope I'm not confusing you. But one who is saved recognizes that Jesus is both Savior and Lord. The question is, number one, are you saved? If you're not, I would encourage you to call upon the name of the Lord and ask him to save you right now. Don't delay. Don't wait. You could die before this program's over. So right now, right there where you are, call upon the name of the Lord and ask him to save you. But then yield to him as your Lord and Master. You might ask the question, what does the Lordship of Christ look like in the life of the believer? Well, let me give you 6 points to consider. In other words, if Jesus Christ, if you are allowing Jesus Christ to be the Lord of your life, these 6 things will be seen in your life today. Number one, you will have a desire to know Christ's will. Do you have that desire? If you do, then that's an indication that you're allowing him to be the Lord of your life. If you do not have that desire, then you're not allowing him to be the Lord of your life. Secondly, if Christ is the Lord of your life, you'll have the desire to obey Christ's will. Not only to know what it is, but to do it. Number three, if Jesus is Lord of your life, you'll have a desire to surrender to Christ totally, to do and to be all that Christ would have you to do and to be. Fourthly, if Jesus Christ is Lord of your life, then you'll have the desire to die to self. What does that mean? It means that it will not be your will to do your thing, but it will be your will to do what Christ would have you to do. Number five, if Jesus Christ is Lord of your life, then you will have a desire to promote Christ where you go. In other words, you'll share Jesus Christ with people around you. Another way to say it, you'll be a soul winner. And then finally, if Jesus Christ is the Lord of your life, that is, you're allowing Him to be the Lord, you're submitting to His Lordship, then you will have the desire to exalt Him, to lift Him up, to glorify Him in your life. And so I ask you, have you trusted Jesus Christ as Savior? Well, if you haven't, I would encourage you again, right there by the radio, call upon the name of the Lord and ask Him to save you. But have you also recognized Him and submitted to Him as Lord? He is the Lord, the only Lord. Submit to Him as such. And then you have a desire to know Christ's will, desire to obey Christ's will, the desire to surrender to Christ's will, the desire to die to self, the desire to promote Christ, and the desire to exalt Christ. I think one of the problems of Christianity today is that there are many who have accepted Christ as Savior, but they've not yet submitted to His Lordship. What about you? True salvation, truly understanding who Christ is. Well, yes, receive Christ as Savior, but also as Lord. Think that through. Now, the Lord willing, on Monday, we'll come back and we'll look at the fact that true Christians have sincere love. So go to church on Sunday and then join us again Monday. Until then, I'm Pastor Gary Dahl saying, keep looking up, for Jesus could come again today. Amen.
Thank you, Pastor Gary, for that very practical study from the Bible. What a blessing it is to learn from the pages of Scripture through your clear teaching. Beloved, here at the Way of Truth Ministries, we have a genuine desire to serve you spiritually. If you have a prayer request or desire a copy of the notes or outlines or even a CD of today's program, please contact us. There's no cost for the materials, but we would appreciate a donation of $5 for the notes and $10 for the CD to help defray the costs of handling and shipping. Our address is The Way of Truth Ministries, 315 40th Street, Altoona, Pennsylvania, 16602. You can reach us by email at simply wayoftruth@juno.com. Please visit our website. It's www.wotbm.org. Thanks so much for joining us today. We'd love to hear from you. We're looking forward to being with you on our next Living Truth radio broadcast. Until then, on behalf of Dr. Gary Dahl, I'm James O'Brien saying, God be with you till we meet again.